They say, what do you do? And I say, well, have you ever seen the movie Hitch? Well, I'm like that guy in real life.
That was so bad.
Like, intentionally go get rejected a bunch of times. When a girl is rude to a guy, it's usually because she hasn't been approached a lot. Do you reject people with grace, baby? So what do you think of the approach of immediately walking over and bringing her a drink? Every guy, without any sort of desensitization, is going to be intimidated by a beautiful woman. Hey, not to be that creepy guy that, like, hits on you on the street, but I gotta be that creepy guy. I'm Robbie.
Welcome to the Inner Confidence Podcast, where we bring you men's dating and lifestyle advice that doesn't suck. I'm your host, Robbie Kramer, a former collegiate golfer turned poker pro turned finance guy who became obsessed with learning about male-female attraction and dynamics and passionate about teaching men how to improve and optimize their love life. Tune in each week and we'll bring you the latest and greatest strategies on how to get more dates, how to build a thriving social circle that brings the best men and women into your life, how to become a better networker, and how to design a lifestyle that makes all your buddies jealous. If you're new to the show, I recommend you download my first date protocol. It's the best piece of content I have. It'll help you optimize your first date and subsequent dates. And I like to connect with my listeners personally. So if you want to grab a copy of that, please send me a direct message on Instagram. I'm at Robbie_Kramer. Now let's dive into this week's content.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with my lovely wife, Maria.
Hi.
And we have another cool episode of movie breakdowns today. We're going to be breaking down the movie that I typically describe myself when people ask me what I do. They say, what do you do? And I say, well, have you ever seen the movie Hitch? Well, I'm like that guy in real life, but without all the cheesy Hollywood stuff. And my tan also isn't that good. So if you haven't... I don't have a golf tan.
I did.
Oh, a golf tan? Maybe here, let's see. Oh, maybe a little bit of a golf tan. What can you do? Anyways. So yeah, Hitch, Will Smith movie. I don't know, when did it come out? Late 90s, early 2000s, something like that. Very funny. Rom-com. So we're going to be breaking down some of the scenes from that movie to see how realistic they are. And... just because, why not? It's a great movie in terms of, like, actually bringing awareness to, you know, guys trying to improve their situation when it comes to girls. Obviously, if you're too focused on picking up chicks, that sends the wrong signal, and women can immediately tell that you're thirsty, and you're probably a loser, versus if you focus on how to make myself a better man, it's a much different mindset to go in. One that'll actually work versus one that will just lead to you probably looking like a thirsty idiot. So.
Don't forget to press the like button. Correct?
You're supposed to say that at the end, baby.
Let's say at the beginning, press the like button and after enjoy your...
and enjoy the show.
Yeah.
All right. So the first movie, the first scene that we're going to do is... what should we do first? Should we do the awkward kiss? Should we do... the call it out scene, or should we do...
what's the call it out
scene? Call it out scene. So, one of the tenets of approaching women is the idea of calling out the situation, right? And what I mean by calling out the situation is by literally telling her what it is you're doing. Because it's like she already knows what you're doing, obviously. She knows you're hitting on her, and... if you try to be coy about that, or if you try to be totally indirect, you have to be really, really good. Like, it's a lot harder to walk up to a girl and just kind of off the cuff be funny and cool and interesting and make it seem like you're not hitting on her and then transition that into her contact info and then later ask her on a date, right? At some point, the cat's going to be out of the bag. So my advice for guys who aren't super comfortable with rejection, they haven't done this a lot, and they're running nice guy syndrome because they're intimidated by beautiful women. My advice is usually to move through rejection, like intentionally go get rejected a bunch of times, because then you'll realize it's not that big of a deal. It's not that scary. It doesn't hurt that bad. And then your ability to be confident and smooth and cool and all those things I've mentioned will naturally shine through. But you have to kind of go through that period of being awkward or being a little bit creepy or being all those things that you don't want to be. When you embrace those things, you're usually not. At the end of that approaching journey, which can take guys sometimes thousands of approaches to get to the point where they're actually good enough at it to get really good results. Like, I've probably done 10,000 approaches in my life, you know?
10,000 hours, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the deal. Obviously, my, you know, rejection rate was probably around 75-80%, right? Any guy who tells you they're doing much better than like 40%, where meaning like you walk over to a girl, you get her number. If they say they're better than 40% and they're not a celebrity, they're probably full of shit. because at least half the girls out there are in a relationship, right?
Yeah. Or so, don't want to, you know, meet you. They're too busy. They're like, sorry, I have a boyfriend.
Well, there's 50% are going to be in a relationship. Out of the other 50%, one of those girls is just going to be having a terrible day and she's going to reject you no matter what you do. Mm-hmm. And then if you're really good, right, you might be able to capture the remaining four with really, really good inner game, conversation skills, presence, ability to handle sexual tension, all those things. And the highest form of that, like I kind of said, is calling it out. So this is probably the best example I've ever seen of calling it out. One thing I teach my guys how to do, well, at the end, I'll kind of go into that. But let's watch the scene first of how Hitch approaches whatever her name is. And
she's some kind of newspaper columnist. Comes in there once in a while. Great temper.
What's her drink?
Usually beer. Tonight, Grey Goose martini, dirty.
All right, so how realistic would this be?
I don't know. That the barman tells him what she usually drinks and today drinking
so
is different.
The only way this would actually be a thing is if Hitch came in a lot and was good enough buddies with the bartender, where the bartender would give this information. I mean, unless he made the, you know, that connection with the bartender real quick because he tipped him a big, you know, tip or something like that. But I don't know. Obviously, it's Hollywood, so it's not super, super realistic. We'll see. So what do you think of the approach of immediately walking over and bringing her a drink?
I don't drink. I just say I don't drink. The other people say, sorry. I would just like put it on the table and they won't touch it.
I think it's cringy. I mean, if you're cool and confident, you can pull anything off. But I think this is lame. I don't know who fucking does this anymore, right?
Like, it's the old scene.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Yeah, I mean, it's still like, you could still do this, obviously, but the odds of a girl sitting alone in a bar and just like looking at her watch and casually like sipping on something, it's when you get this situation, it's like seeing a girl sitting on a park bench, right? And you're like, oh my God, this almost never happens. Like a hot girl sitting alone on a park bench and you have all day to think of like a clever line to go over and chatter up. Like if you don't take advantage of that opportunity, you should kick yourself because it doesn't happen very often is what I'm saying.
Hi. I noticed your glass was getting a little low, so I took the liberty of bringing you another apple martini.
Thank you.
And I couldn't help but notice you look a lot like my next girlfriend.
What's your name?
So, obviously he got the drink wrong, because I think she said dirty martini. And he assumed it's an apple-tini, which is like a cliched, you know, chick drink.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I actually think this guy's approach, I mean, it's cheesy, but it's funny, you know, he's attractive, kind of works. So far, so good, right?
Mm-hmm.
They call me Chip.
You can't get him to stop?
That was funny.
Listen, Chip.
So obviously whenever a girl says, listen, Chip, like she's not into it, right? Uh-huh. His approach wasn't terrible, but she's just not having it, right? She's got that look on her face like, yeah, thanks, but no thanks.
I understand the courage it takes to walk across a room and try to generate a relationship out of thin air. So don't take the following personally.
You have fantastic eyes.
That's so bad. Like, she's literally rejecting you. I don't know. I don't think it will matter.
Well, it's like he's not even paying attention to what she's saying. He's just got the next line in his head, right? You are fantastic.
But it's so, yeah.
I mean, it's the same reaction that Hitch is having here, right? What the hell?
Thanks. Try to listen. But this is no reflection on you. I'm just not interested. But thank you for the compliment of coming over.
You're welcome. So do you like...
So this is what you'll typically see with a woman who's very confident. She'll reject a guy with grace, right? Took a lot of balls. Thanks for doing it. Sorry. It's not you, it's me, right? That's her. The most, like, when a girl is really mean or abrasive or like rude to a guy, it's usually because she hasn't been approached a lot and she doesn't know how to reject a guy with grace. And you might think, oh, well, why shouldn't she just be like that to get out of the situation? Why shouldn't she just be mean and abrasive? Because that would end it earlier, right? That would be the fastest route to her end result. And it's actually not, because if you're a bitch to some guys, those guys might get mad and then they might like try to get even or like, you know, try to start becoming like aggressive or rude or something. So you can tell a girl, usually guys are like, oh, I want to boost my confidence and hit on some girls I'm not that attracted to before approaching the ones I'm really attracted to. And that's actually a mistake. You should approach the girls you're most attractive to. And the hotter she is, the more likely she's going to reject you gracefully or accept you gracefully. She's got, you know, experience. I'm sure you're aware of that. Do you reject people with grace, baby?
Not always.
Not always. I mean, you're never like rude or mean, right?
No, I'm not. Sometimes just people are so annoying. I would say sorry. Like, I have a boyfriend and they would just continue. And I would just say sorry. Like, I can't continue this conversation. Like, I need to leave.
No, that's not rude at all. Okay, then. Rude would be like, ew, don't talk to me.
No, I would never say something like that.
Or like having one of those like reactions, you know?
I've never seen someone.
Oh, trust me, I have. Like, it's shocking how ridiculous. Some girls will just like get scared and run away.
Oh my God. That's funny.
So do you like Cuban food?
Jim, seriously, that was not code for I wish you'd try harder.
Are you always so shut down and afraid that the right man might make you feel like...
See, this is what happens. These guys, they go from like, you know, I'm going to use my pickup lines to they've done this so many times and now they're salty. And then they go salty.
And creepy. She literally already, like, she asked him to pay attention and he still doesn't care.
A schmuck like this ruins it for everybody.
Yeah.
Now we're going to see Hitch come over.
You feel like a natural woman? Sorry I'm late, honey. I couldn't get a cab. How was the meeting?
Oh, well, there was a beginning, a middle, and an end. Nice to meet you, Chip.
You too.
So anytime this situation happens, this is another total green flag where you see a girl really poorly being hit on and the guy just won't get the picture and he won't leave. You see this all the time at places that have dance floors. Like a girl will just be dancing and then a guy will come up and start like grinding on her and she's like coding to her friend like, help me, save me, and the friend's not really getting it. That's your opportunity to swoop in like a white knight in shining armor. No, I never want to be a white knight, but you can swoop in and basically pretend to be her boyfriend and dismiss the guy. She's going to love you for it. He's not going to give a shit because, well, he's not going to know, right? Like, how would this guy know it's not her boyfriend? So it's a very smooth way to start an approach.
Yeah, but you need to have a lot of confidence to do something like that.
Of course.
It's not easy. You can try, of course.
One of my best stories was I was actually leading a workshop in, where was it? Where Scotty lives, Scottsdale. And there was a girl who was that exact situation I mentioned. She was like, some guy was grinding on her and he was really drunk. And I just came over and swooped in and saved her. And, you know, she was like, from that, just from saving her, it showed so much social awareness and confidence and all that, that she was in, you know? Yeah.
Now, on the one hand, it is very difficult for a man to even speak to someone that looks like you. But on the other hand, should that be your problem?
So life's kind of hard all around.
Well, not if you pay attention.
So that's him calling it out, right? He's literally saying, what's going on, you know?
I mean, you're sending all the right signals. No earrings, heels under 2 inches, your hair is pulled back. You're wearing reading glasses with no book. drinking a Grey Goose martini, which means you had a hell of a week and a beer just wouldn't do it. And if that wasn't clear enough, there's always the f*** off that you have stamped on your forehead. Because who's going to believe that there's a man out there that could sit down beside a woman he doesn't know and genuinely be interested in who she is, what she does, without his own agenda?
Yeah, I wouldn't even know what that would look like. So what would a guy like that say?
Well, he'd say...
So I feel like this part where he's scripting the whole thing out, right? Like, you'd have to be very, very, very good at doing this. You could cold read a lot of that stuff, right? But the interesting thing here is actually that a lot of women, if you call it out like this and you role play, they'll role play back with you. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like what he's saying may not be super realistic, but her response is realistic.
It's just like a game, you know, it's like fun.
Yeah.
To play this little game.
Right.
Say, my name is Alex Hitchens and I'm a consultant. But she wouldn't be interested in that because she'd probably be just counting the seconds until he left.
Thinking he was like every other guy.
Which life experience has taught her is a virtual certainty. But then he'd ask her name and what she did for a living. And she might blow him off. Or she might say,
I'm Sarah Milas. I run the gossip column at The Standard. And then he'd ask all these penetrating questions about it because he was sincerely, if atypically, interested.
No.
No.
He'd be interested.
So you could see here, the more he disagrees with her, the more she gets attracted.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he steals the frame here, and you could see her releasing that tension, her smiling, and kind of becoming like a little girl.
But it's also because he's so different from all the guys that approach her all the time. That's like, for her, it's just interesting, like, how it will end, you know, because he's so different.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool juxtaposition of the first guy who's just going to say the same cheesy lines to all the girls. Like, you can go in with a cheesy opening line because it's cliche and you can, like, kind of joke about it, but you have to then be real and be cool, which that guy clearly was not capable of. But, you know.
And you need to listen to a girl because usually, like, a lot of guys approach me and they ask me some questions and I respond and they immediately forget.
They're not listening.
They're not listening because they only want one thing, you know, and it's like so obvious. That's why I was just like, sorry.
They're nervous, you know.
Yeah, some of them nervous, but some of them, they don't care. They don't see you as a person. They don't see you, you know, they only see you like a beautiful body that they want, and you can see it immediately because he sees her different. He doesn't see just, oh, she's hot, and that's all, you know.
Well, because and usually for guys to get past that, they need a lot of exposure therapy. They need a lot of interactions with beautiful women and to not be intimidated.
Yeah.
But he'd see that there was no way he could possibly make her realize that he was for real.
He could be funny and charming and refreshingly original.
Wouldn't help.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Not really. They'd both probably go on to lead the lives they were headed toward. And my guess is they'd do just fine. It's a pleasure to have met you, Sarah Milas.
So what stood out to you about the ending of that?
I like that he didn't like try to be like that guy, like, oh, give me your number or something. He was like, oh, they will do just fine. And he just left. And that was really cool.
It's cool because it's showing such an extreme level of detachment to outcome. But it's also risky because what if he never sees her again? He must have had information. I don't remember, but I think he must have had information that
She told him. So that's why she knows some
clever
information.
So yeah, instead of doing the obvious thing, what every guy would do is get the number, text.
He just like can see her by accident, close to work, you know, or something like that.
Yep. So yeah, pretty smooth. So an example of like a mini version, obviously this isn't even close to as potent as what he did in the movie, but of calling it out. Like, what I teach the guys in the inner confidence community is, regardless of what level you are, even Dan Blazarian approached thousands of girls. Like, if you read his book, he did it. Basically, every guy you know that crushes with girls, naturals aren't born. Naturals are made, right? And you become a natural at a young age by getting desensitized to beautiful women, because every guy without any sort of desensitization is going to be intimidated by a beautiful woman. It's just the laws of nature, I guess. So most guys kind of go through this period of desensitization if they're naturals, either in high school or college, you know, where they have other guys who are like mentors, big brother figures who kind of teach them these things. Some guys don't learn it until later, like me. Like, I didn't understand the stuff until my mid-20s, late 20s, because I like went to boot camps, workshops, and had to figure it out. But one thing you can do if you want to, you know, speed up that process, you, like I said, you can go out and talk to girls. And my suggestion is to always call it out, because that is the best way to show that you're interested, but you're also showing a huge amount of social awareness, which makes you not look like a loser, right? Because anytime you talk to a random girl in a situation and you're approaching her, you're coming in lower value. Right? She's got more status than you do, effectively. And you need to find a way to kind of even it out. You can do that with humor and all of those different things that Will Smith demonstrated. But like, just an easy opening line, one of the lines that I like to use would be like, hey, not to be that creepy guy that like hits on you on the street, but I got to be that creepy guy. I'm Robbie. So I know we're like on the sidewalk here. I don't know. What the hell are you supposed to ask someone that you just like me? I don't know. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite book? What's your favorite ice cream? Actually, don't answer any of that. What's your favorite color, actually?
Black?
Mm-hmm. Well, I figured you'd say black. That's an easy thing to say. You're wearing all black. Anyways, you're busy. I'm busy. I got to run. Give me your number. If you don't like me, give me a fake one.
Okay. I'll give you a fake number.
So... that's just like a simple elevator pitch, an example of how you can kind of call the whole thing out, right? It's like, what do you ask someone? What, you just talk to them on the street, make some dumb questions up, don't really care about the answer, and then you leave if you run out of shit to say. So I guarantee if guys were to try that more often, they'd have a lot better success than just trying to think of something on the fly. That's always a hurdle for guys, is like, oh, well, I can't be that smooth because... you know, I got to just think of something off the cuff. It's really helpful to have a back pocket sort of script in your mind that you can go to at any time. And I've got a bunch of templates like that that guys can use.
But the thing also, when you stop someone on the sidewalk, the person is going somewhere. The person is busy, right? So you need to be really quick to not make her annoyed with you, right? Because if you stop her and you try to speak with her for like 5 minutes, she's like, sorry, I need to leave. And she would just leave, and you know, the impression won't be so great about you. But if you quick,
yeah, dropping a false time constraint is also important, which we talked about, I think, in the scene on the podcast before, where if you do stop a girl and she doesn't want to feel like you're going to talk to her forever, right? So you need to say something to insinuate that you'll be leaving soon, even if you're not. So. All right, let's do the next clip.
Thanks.
So we already have
the
cliche walking her to her door scene. I mean, I don't know how often this happens anymore. Hopefully never. But this is exactly why I say follow the dating protocol. If you guys don't have the dating protocol, send me a message, a DM on Instagram, and I'll send you the PDF.
And first, press the like button.
Oh, well, you already said that. So... the dating protocol stops you from having to kiss a girl on her fucking doorstep, because this is like so obvious and cliche. I mean, it might be so obvious and cliche, it doesn't even happen anymore. I mean, this is a thing, you know, I don't know. Did a guy ever try to kiss you on your doorstep, like drop you off at home and you're, yeah, okay, so it still happens. You're a lot younger than me, so I'm not totally irrelevant here. And
I think when it's dark, it's just more about safety, you know.
You walk her to the door.
Yeah, because it just...
So what do you know when the guy's got to walk you to the door?
It depends on which level of relationship.
Well, first date.
First date? Yeah, would be just nice, and I would be thankful. And
are you expecting him to kiss you?
It depends how much I like the guy. Because if I really like the guy, I would kiss him.
No, but are you expecting him to try to kiss you?
No, I don't care. I don't know.
I think you would be expecting him to, because that's what every guy tries to do. They wait until the very last moment because they're afraid of when to go for the kiss. And whether that's dropping her off at her door or leaving her in an Uber or just, you know, saying goodbye from wherever you met, they always wait till the very end. And that's such a huge mistake because guess what? She's expecting it. And anytime she's expecting it, you're going to just look like every other guy. And she's going to have a way of handling that in the same way that she probably handles all the other guys that have failed with her.
Not all guys kill girls on the first date. And
they should be.
In this scene.
Usually.
In this scene, it's just so awkward. Because if you were on the first date, then you had so much fun. And he just like, okay, I'll drop you by, you know, by your apartments or something. And he just like woke her to the door and you like having still like a cool conversation, you're laughing and he's like, okay, bye, see you like next week. Then there is no problem. That I wouldn't expect him to kiss me, or if he would want and I like him, yes, no problem. But this thing, it's so awkward because he waits till the end and he gets so...
Well, they're not talking.
Because he knows that he needs to do this and it makes him so nervous.
Right.
I had a great time tonight, Albert.
I had a great time too, Allegra.
So how do you know if a girl wants to kiss you? Well, she's going to square her shoulders off just like this. She's going to face you and she's going to give you a very strong signal like, you should kiss me. I had a really great time tonight, Maria. Right? Like if she didn't want to be kissed, she would just keep her back towards. She would, you know, open the door with her. She wouldn't fumble with her keys. She'd just open the door and she'd like give you like the awkward...
Or the hug where you...
Yeah, like this.
Right?
Agree.
So if a girl ever squares off, you know your money.
You look a straight icon.
Right.
Time to Allegra. Night.
And you can see the look on her face, like, oh, why didn't he do it? And this is what happens. If you don't kiss a girl when she wants to be kissed, she's going to be like, oh,
you look like a loser.
He's a pussy. You don't get a second chance for that most of the time.
Good night, Albert.
Allegra.
Yes?
Hold on.
That was so bad. I know, so if some guy would come to me, like, I would be just...
Maria. So what should he have done?
First, I mean, you can go like this and just be more romantic, but let her kiss you right in the end. But never go, that's so feminine, you know, girls doing this.
It just felt so bad when you were like doing it to me as the one.
Yeah, because it's different energy, you know,
so, yeah.
Masculine energy and feminine.
In the movie, they actually make a comment about how as the man, you should go 90% of the way. And let the woman go the other 10%,
yeah.
Which I think is pretty good advice. Like, you don't want to just grab her, you know, but like if you go, exactly. That's why you don't want to just grab her and go, because it's cringy. But if you move in slow, yeah. Right, if you move in like slow and you're looking at her eyes, there's this thing called the triangular gaze where you look from, you don't always stare at just one eye or the other eye because it becomes creepy. You're just the staring guy. But if you switch your vision from left eye to right eye and then down to lips and then back from left eye to right eye down to lips, and you change like every 5 to 10 seconds, that can create a lot of attraction.
He went for 0%, right? He just let her do everything.
No, he went, well, yeah, he went 90 and then he stopped. He went anywhere.
And he just like, do everything for me. He didn't do anything like masculine that I think it's so bad, but probably she really, really likes him.
Yeah, obviously. That would I hear what you're going to say first.
No, the scene is just super cheesy, as we mentioned, but it was good that he could kind of get all the confidence in the end and kind of come back and kiss her.
The good thing is that he didn't say something first. He let her make the comment, right? After you kiss a girl and you pull away, if the first person to say something is the one who's going to break the tension, typically. So you want to say something, you don't want like too much awkward time to go by with silence, right? If you're done kissing. And she said, I like your lips. And he said, oh, I like your, they like you too, which is a funny kind of flirty thing to say. So that was good. Next scene.
Hey, baby, can I get a couple Coronas over at the pool table, please?
Thanks.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Lime wedges in the bottle's fine.
Hey, asshole, I don't work here.
Wow. I'm sorry. The paramedics are going to have to come to get my foot out of my mouth, sweetheart.
Just don't let it happen again.
I knew you didn't work here.
You did.
Yeah, how else was I supposed to get you away from all those guys?
Why would you want to do that?
Some guys natural.
Realistic?
I think it's good.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Can be so like Hollywood and blah blah, but I think it's a good thing. You know, the girl for like, it's not like, I don't think the girl will just like, okay, keep the money and don't do anything. She will like, hey, like, I don't work here. It's for sure the reaction that you can expect from the girl. And if you're cool enough, you know, you have good fashion, you're confident, or you try to be confident, then you can, you know, look good, then you can try it out actually. And just, yeah, just try to have fun. Even if she will, like, reject you, just try to have, like, a fun experience.
I think it's super usable. Like, you could totally go and try this out. Because if you give her a 20, she's going to feel the need to come and chase you down. It's a great way to get her away from a bunch of guys. Mm-hmm. And then also the part where he grabs her hand, she puts some money in his hand, mm-hmm. and he holds onto the hand. That part is key because she's going to be offended, of course. And then he's going to pull her back in and be like, I know you didn't work here. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's where the attraction switches, because you're doing something so bold and ballsy in the first place. She's going to be like, oh, my God, like shock and awe. What is going on here? And then, yeah, you've got her alone. You did a ballsy move and it's pretty smooth. I think you could definitely pull that off.
Yeah, I love it.
If anyone does that, you should record it and then send it to us and then we can break it down on video. That would be my suggestion. So please send in your submissions. I'm sure we'll get a lot. All right. Well, thank you, my dear. Thought that was hopefully some good value for you guys, learning what to do and what not to do from the movie Hitch.
Fashion is the key also.
Yeah, fashion never hurts. Mm-hmm. So until next time, bye-bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you're new to the show and digging our content, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, wherever you listen or watch. But if you're not really digging it, go ahead, just don't leave us any review at all. That'd be great. If you're feeling a little bit stuck or you just want to optimize and step up your game, we've opened up a few spots in our Inner Confidence community. We're accepting applications if you want to join our select group of men and experience the radical power of accountability, cross everything off your sexual bucket list, and just become a beast who gets more stuff done. To learn more and apply, go to start.innerconfidence.com.